Good day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JRS Midday News for Friday, August 3. Coming up, rehabilitation of Cornwall Regional Hospital to be completed next year. Government seeks public input on National Identification and Registration Act regulations and Junction Road in St. Mary to be opened for this weekend. The news in detail after the break.
One love, one family. The Jamaica 56 Independence Festival Village no fee miss you. Wednesday, August 1 to Monday, August 6. National Arena, 12 noon daily. Admission free. Come enjoy the live entertainment. See the best Jamaican craft on display and stay for the nightly shows. It will be a melting pot of fun and excitement at the Jamaica Independence Festival Village. Wednesday, August 1 to Monday, August 6.
Now the news. The Health Ministry has identified August 2019 as the date for completion of rehabilitation works to the Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James. Work has been underway at the facility to correct issues surrounding the air quality and mold, which had resulted in the relocation of staff, patients and services. Chairman of the Cornwall Regional Hospital Oversight Committee, Professor Archibald MacDonald, noted that the team is working assiduously to ensure that the timeline for the completion of the work is met.
One thing I can assure you, I will assure you that when this project is finished, the mold problem and will be solved, air quality issues will be solved, the hospital will be a better hospital than it was before. So it is not a simple project. So pardon us if even that timeline which I gave you next year is not met. We are doing our best.
Professor MacDonald was speaking at a recent press conference at the Health Ministry's New Kingston office. Citizens will be required to give consent for their identities to be verified by third parties under the National Identification System, NIDS. Program Director for the NIDS Project, Warren Vernon, says this measure is among the various security measures in place to ensure the system is protected against misuse. He says a notification will be provided to individuals through an online portal when their personal information is accessed in the system.
Every single thing will be logged. If you go to a bank to verify your identity in order to open a bank account, maybe to change a check, maybe to take out a loan, you must first give your consent. Then a submission is forwarded to the National Identification and Registration Authority when established. The moment that verification is done, it will be logged in the system and it will be protected and you will be notified.
Mr. Vernon was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Adults will be required to provide consent for minors. Mr. Vernon adds that separation of governance from the management of the information technology IT aspects of the system will ensure security in its operation. Meanwhile, public input is being sought on the regulations being developed for the National Identification and Registration Act, which was passed in Parliament last November. Chief Technical Director in the Office of the Prime Minister, Jacqueline Lynch-Stewart, says the regulations, which will underpin the governance framework for NIDS, are being developed through a multi-sectoral working group, which includes representatives from the church, civil society, the public and private sectors. The regulations will be made available to the public and the media online after being reviewed by the working group.
We have started work, and the first one that will be put out there shortly is the enrollment. So that section will be dealt with, and then we have basically done a work plan, and segment by segment will be shared with the public.
Mrs. Lynch-Stewart was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The pilot for NIDS is to be rolled out in 2019, starting with public sector workers. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is advising motorists that Junction Road in St. Mary will be opened to vehicular traffic from Saturday, August 4 to Monday, August 6. A recent press release from the NWA says planned road improvement works on the thoroughfare have been paused to accommodate the expected increase in traffic over the weekend. Motorists are being reminded, however, that the area is still an active construction zone and to adhere to the speed limit of 30 kilometers per hour and to obey posted warning signs. The road section will be reclosed at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, August 7, after which 6-hour daily closures from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. will come back into effect. That was JRS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.